My name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 35, and I'll read the Bible verse again. It's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. It reads, "In your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." I have been thinking a lot about salvation lately and how it's so important for me on a daily basis to go back to the remembrance of how amazing it is that I have been saved, and how when I fan that remembrance up in my mind, it becomes foundational. It helps me to move forward. It helps me to put things back into perspective. Because salvation for me is a deep heart knowledge that I have been loved, and I am loved, and I have been rescued by the one true God. There is only one God. I learn about Him as I have been in the Word of God. I learn that there are many false gods, many false teachers. But God, over the years of mankind, has shown Himself very clearly and has allowed who He is to be revealed in Scripture. In the 66 books of the Bible that have been given is a beautiful gift of life for me. I have been delivered. I know in my heart that God came and lived among mankind. It's not anything that I even manufactured. He came. God gave me that truth. And without that truth in me today, I wouldn't even be on this phone. I wouldn't be talking to you. I would definitely not be abstinent, not in the mindset that He has given to me, the mindset of truth, in the understanding that my eating was a sin issue, especially in light of what He has given to me by this mighty salvation. I thought about John 1:14 and how it was spoken, you know, or written in the book of John. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace in truth. Foundational to all that I'm able to do to stay abstinent one day at a time is the understanding that Jesus is God in the flesh, that I have seen and experienced His glory, and that I believe in the transformation by truth. And this has been and this is true for me. This is what keeps the food at bay for me. This is what makes it so that I'm not struggling with the food daily. And I'm finding that I'm not struggling about life. I fall into my little dips during the day. But God is very, very quick to pull me out as I continue to pursue Him, and as I continue to stay in His Word and keep His Word a priority. I see the importance of remembering my identity with Jesus. I give it a priority each day, learning and remembering. And so I think about this verse. It says, in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. He's Lord of my life. I want Him to be Lord of my life because my life turns around and it becomes wonderful when He is Lord. And I know that He has me here for a reason. He left me here so that others will know about what I have come to know, His glory. So that means that I have to be prepared because I'm bombarded every day by an anti-Christ message. It's woven into the culture. It's displayed all around me as I go through my day. There's even flesh or behaviors that I used to have that can rise up. I find my mouth saying something that I know is not truth and have to correct myself. So this type of bombardment lets me know that I have to be what they used to say, proactive in doing what I need to do to keep God's identity before me. So I stay in the Word to be prepared, making it a priority, learning, growing, remembering. And it's also important that I remember that I was once hopeless because I didn't know Jesus. I had no hope, none that could last through the ups and downs of life. But I'm no longer hopeless. Jesus is my Lord. But I am surrounded by a lot of hopelessness in mankind. So this verse says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. So I know that God's desire is that I let others know about Him. But God tells me not to do this in my own strength, not to do this in my own power. Zechariah, the book of Zechariah in the Bible, Zechariah 4 says, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. So I must keep in step with the Spirit. And there's two verses in Galatians 5, 2 through 23, that helps me to gauge how am I doing on a daily basis. Because those verses tell me that if I am keeping in step with the Spirit, then the things that will show up in my life and in my behavior will be the fruit of the Spirit. I'll have love, I'll have joy, I'll have peace and patience, I'll have kindness and goodness, faithfulness. And as this verse says in 1 Peter 3, I would have gentleness. God calls me to be gentle, and He's also calling me to have self-control. And so I am called to live this type of life in all the things that I do, in all the places that I go. And as I've shared before, if I'm not in the Word, I don't even remember that I'm not running the show, that God is running the show, and He has already placed the Spirit in me. And I learn to continually go back and rely on that Spirit. For it is God who works in me to will and to act according to His good purpose, as it says in Philippians 2:13. So I'm grateful that God has shown me how to get out of the muck and the mire, and He is empowering me every day to reach back and to help others to do the same. And I pray that you know the Lord in this way too. I pray that He has touched your heart today, that you have gone into His Word and you have had your eyes opened again and your spirit moved again, and you're standing back on your feet again, so that the gratitude fills you up and moves you forward into this day. But